to ask you something. Are you tired of going down that same old lonesome road? And you want to get rid of your heavy load? Come to Jesus. He's waiting with his arms wide open.
Gonna see some trouble in, yeah, the weary. Y'all come on and clap those hands. Oh, my Lord. Lord, you know that I'm your child. And I'm doing the best that I can. While my way is so hard, you know I just don't. To hold my hand, I can't make it without you, Lord. I need you to hold my hand. Y'all come on and clap those hands. Listen, as I travel from place to place, many times I'm treated so bad. When I sit and think about the
somebody needs you, need you for a lawyer. Somebody say this one thing. I'm walking by faith. Just begin to stand on his word. Say,
I know the Lord will provide all of my needs.
Cause he's Jehovah Jireh. Say,
I know the Lord will make a way for me.
He's a way maker, miracle worker.
I know the Lord,
he is working it out.
Johnson, I really appreciate you letting me sing on your record. It really means a lot to me. And we are Christians and we are gospel singers and we travel and we sing to people that suffer in every need. So we must encourage them and tell them that God will restore what they have lost. Listen here. If you lost a lot of valuable things and that made give up on your dreams, I want to let you know the same thing happened to me too. But I got a word right here I want to share with you. God will
restore
everything you love. Listen, you will get back everything double. That's for you because of your troubles. I wanna let you know that the devil you can't win. Don't fool yourself because he never been your friend. Lord,
we'll
restore.
Sometimes when I'm feeling down,
he's real. I know the Lord, he's real to me. Hey, yeah. Oh, sometimes when I'm feeling down, no one around. Jesus is a friend. Oh, I found.
Come on, Lord, let it pour like water. When I come to the end of myself. Carry Keep on holding on. Oh, yes, sir. your daily bread, don't forget to pray. You can awake to a beautiful morning. When you've got trouble, remember this morning. And pray until judgment day. Drive the devil to pray. If you never
open up your good book, find Psalm 23, brothers and sisters. Won't you listen to me? You gotta get ready. When you got misery, fall on your bending knees. Call on the Lord and He'll set you free. Free from all evil. Chase the devil. When you got torn out shoes and you got worries too, call on the Lord and He'll give you good news. That's the thing to do.
Sing.
Lord, you are.
No, you were. Holy Ghost power start moving down inside. Yeah, to make you wanna cry. When the Holy Ghost power, I take that full control. Joy, unspeakable joy will be burning in your soul. I wanna feel the power
of the Holy Ghost.
I came to sin tonight.
Of the Holy Ghost. I wanna feel the power of the Holy Ghost.
Feel that.
Let
me say this one more time. Listen. I said to bring the Holy Ghost.
Let me just feel the power.
I want to feel the
what I want you to do for me, Father.
God,
hallelujah.
Good afternoon and God bless you, and welcome to 30 Minutes Power Prayer. Join us as we touch and agree on one accord, believing God that souls will be saved, set free, and delivered. Feel free to call in at any time during the 30 Minutes Power Prayer at 347-215-8049. That number again, you can call in for your prayer request right now at 347-215-8049. We have ministers standing by to pray with you and pastors, touching and agreeing and believing by faith that you will get your breakthrough. Call now. God's word lets us know that if we believe by faith, all things are possible. Join us right now as we bind, decree, and declare by Jesus Christ, you are healed. now. Let us go into prayer in the name of Jesus Christ.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you for another day, another opportunity to just lift our hands and our voice to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for joining us with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer. We are right at 20 minutes to the hour of 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a beautiful Thursday, July the 27th, 2023. And what else more is important than prayer? The word let us know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Where much is given, much is required. Where much is given, much is required. So when you begin to reach out and go share the goodness of Jesus Christ, it's not a time where you retire bringing God's word forth, praying before the Lord. It's not a time to retire, but it's a time to grow stronger. And what better time of this on a Thursday to take time out to go to the Father through Jesus Christ? So we're going to prepare our hearts and our mind, and we want you to touch and agree with us as we begin to pray. And today I'm going to be praying for peace, and I believe that that is important for us today, that we touch and agree, that those that are listening today will understand how important it is to bring peace, not only in the United States, but peace in our home, peace in our hearts, peace in our mind. You know, when you begin to realize the peace that passes all understanding is so important in your life, that's why you don't get frustrated when things occur like the virus. That's why you don't get frustrated when the doctor says one thing, but you believe in God for another. Somebody said, I know that's right. My God. Somebody said he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And I believe that the Lord, thou God, is good, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So come on and magnify the Lord with me, and let us go into the house of the Lord forever. Now, I'm saying, when I say let's go into the house of the Lord forever, I'm talking about let's go where the Spirit of the Lord is. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty, my brothers and sisters. You know, the enemy always want to come and frustrate you. He always want to try to bring that is a delusion and not the truth, because the enemy, the world, wants you to believe a lie rather than the truth. But God has given us power to tread over serpents. And as we speak out of our mouth, life, it will manifest. So let us pray today. And I believe, God, that somebody will be saved, set free, and delivered in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, say amen. Come on, I know you can do better than that. If you believe today that somebody will be saved, set free, and delivered, say amen with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, as we come on this Thursday, July the 27th, 2023, I ask you, O God, to hear that prayer. For there is some heart or some child or some mother or father that needs you. We all need you, God. I need you every minute, every hour, every second. Sometimes we get so caught up in so many material things in this day and time. that it frustrates us, and we forget to take time out to say thank you. We forget to take time out to say, God, I praise you. We forget to take time out to pray. We forget sometimes to take time out to worship. And we know worship, it simplifies that there is power in worship. There is power in prayer. That's why we come today, Lord, to touch and agree in prayer. Lord, we come in the name of Jesus asking you to forgive us for our sins of commission and omission. Have your way in our life that we may hear what the Spirit has to say. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit brings life. Lord, we're praying, God, in the name of Jesus for this nation, Lord. We're praying for other countries, Lord, those that are in war right now. For we understand, God, that your word said there will be wars and rumors of wars. But there is also a war that's going on between good and evil. We know, God, you created everything to be good. But because of the serpent and because of Adam and Eve in the garden, they disobeyed you, and that brought shame. Not only shame, but it also brought where we have to repent and come to you asking you for repentance. Lord, we know that there is sometimes that those that are listening today and those that are out in society don't see you as you are because they don't know how to get to you. But Lord, you have given us an opportunity to receive the wisdom and knowledge from you. And because we can receive that, you give us that opportunity to repent. And when we repent, we get a better insight and understanding of who you are. You give us wisdom and knowledge to know between right and wrong. And once we receive that and we surrender all to you, and then you touch us, oh God, and you bring us to a greater place that we never experienced in our life. We ask you, oh God, to keep us in that place, God, that place of peace, that place of joy, that place of understanding, that place of love. For the greatest gift is love, Lord. And this country of the United States of America needs love in this country. In the cities around the world needs love. That is lacking because of the enemy, the adversary. But we rebuke every devil attack that the enemy brings forth among the people trying to cause them harm. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every assignment, spirit of murder, spirit of backbiting, spirit of error. We rebuke you now, Satan, and we command you now to loose the minds of the people, to free them right now, God. That individual right now that woke up this morning and had a thought in his mind to go to take someone's life. We cancel that assignment from the north, the south, the east, and the west. You have no place because the blood of Jesus is against you. I command you now to take your hands out of for them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loose them right now. Loose their mind that they shall come to Christ. They shall be set free in the name of Jesus on this day, July the 27th, 2023. In the name of Jesus, we speak life to their spirit that they shall live and not die. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you right now for your presence. I thank you right now for your anointing. I thank you for the peace that you bring among the families around this society that have been lacking with their communication. They've been lacking with their
misunderstanding. They've been lacking because of unity. They've been lacking because of prayer. And I pray that you send forth the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus into every marriage home right now in the name of Jesus, that no longer shall they be separated. No longer shall they be warring against each other, but there shall be a sweet covenant of peace to follow in the midst of them on today. Father, I thank you right now for canceling that assignment that the enemy tried to bring a divorce in that marriage. God, that you're knitting it back together for those right now in the name of Jesus, that the papers have been torn up. And right now, God, we speak healing upon those families right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Thank you for your word. Thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. For right now, God, we understand that Ukraine and Russia is in a battle. But the battle that Russia and Ukraine don't understand, the battle is yours. The battle belongs to you. And there is a battle in the natural. But God, we know that you do it in the spirit. The thing that you are about to do between Russia and Ukraine, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and they will not understand what is about to fall in the midst of both of those, Ukraine and Russia. And those in other countries will begin to see the hand of you, and it will begin to demonstrate and manifest in the midst that they will know that it was man not did it, but it was the power of the Holy Spirit. Let the spirit of you arise in the midst of that battle. Let the spirit of you arise in the midst of those two countries. Lord, I pray right now, God, for each and every one of those presidents, those that in the government seat there in Ukraine and Russia. God, I pray that you touch their mind. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, even though the minds have been corrupted, and because of corrupted minds, to cause them to go astray and step out of the will of you, taking other lives just for doing something that is not of God. I cancel every assignment from the government seat of the president of Russia and Ukraine. I cancel every hurt and pain that is caused among the families of the people in Russia and Ukraine. I cause the hurt of those families right now. Their loved ones are no longer with them and in thy presence. And it has caused a war between two countries. But God, you are standing in the midst of the gap. You are standing there with your hands and your feet. You are standing in the middle as those weapons begin to surface in the midst from the air to the ground. And Lord, I know that you can speak one word and cause it to cease. Hallelujah. I feel the breakthrough coming some. God, glory to God. I feel a breakthrough. It's coming. For those of you that are in the spirit. Because where the spirit of the Lord, there's liberty. Huh? Glory to God. I feel a breakthrough. Too many times, Lord, we've been looking over the media, listening to the news. But why haven't we listened to the voice of you? Why haven't we yield and kneel before you, speaking to you and not listening to the media, but speaking life that it will manifest in the midst of this battle? Lord, I recognized it. I remember Jehoshaphat when he was in the battle between three nations. There they were in the midst of three nations, and Jehoshaphat spoke to his people, and he said, we are going to fast and pray. Many of us today, we don't turn our plate down, we don't turn it down, we don't pray and fast. But Jehoshaphat spoke to his people and told them to begin to pray and fast. And when they prayed and when they began to fast, those three nations began to come upon them, and as they were praying and preparing to go into battle, the Lord stepped in, and those three nations began to fight among each other. And as they began to fight among each other, they end up killing each other, destroying each other. And there was Jehoshaphat and his people as they went into the city, and all were dead. They left everything in the midst of them. They didn't even have to fight the battle. My God, my God. God had already fought the battle. The battle is not yours today. The battle is the Lord's. So peace, peace today. Peace, peace in the name of Jesus. Peace in our family relationship. Peace in our marriages. Peace in the church. We rebuke you, Satan, for the blood of Jesus is against you. We speak peace. We speak restoration. We speak prosperity. We speak security, that we are covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In the name of Jesus, on this day, we thank you for your presence and your Holy Spirit, that everything that has breath will praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth, we thank you. Amen. 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 Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. And yes, he is the same God today that he was on yesterday. He's the same God today that he will be forevermore. And I tell God, thank you for all things that he is doing. I'm so glad that he is the God that is holy all the time. He is a God that keeps his promises. He is a God that is Alpha and Omega. He is the God that was in the beginning, that was 2,000 years ago. And he's the same God right now. He is proving his word, and I tell God, thank you. I thank God for being our healer. I thank God for being the one that delivered us from sin through his son, Jesus, and I tell God, thank you. I thank him for being the miracle worker. When man go as far as they can go, God with his sweet self can come in and just speak the word and the miracle take place. All he got to do is say what he, not what we want him to say, but what he says, because see, there's power in the word of God. There's power in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for your son, Jesus, and we thank you for your Holy Ghost power, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the God that looks beyond our faults and saw that we needed your son, Jesus, that looked beyond your faults, our faults, and saw that we needed the Holy Ghost power. Father God, thank you for looking beyond our faults and drawing us nigh unto you. Thank you for being the God that has cast our sins away from us. I tell God, thank you for all things. Father God, I thank you for being our best friend in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for being the mind regulator. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for sending your son to go on the cross, God. Oh, Father God, you didn't let him stay in the grave, but he rose in the name of Jesus. Your word is true, and there is no other way. Father God, I thank you for just being God. Father God, I thank you for how you watched over us when we slumber and slept, and you touched us, God, and we rose in the name of Jesus. You are that powerful God that can do all things, and I tell you, thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I bless you. I praise you, and I glorify you. Thank you for being the God that will not lie. I thank you for being the God that when we turn from our sins and turn unto you, you will purge and cleanse us. Father God, I thank you for all things. Father God, all that I've heard, Father God, I tell you thank you for the prayers that have gone forth, God. And Father God, in your son Jesus' name, thank you for this beautiful day that only you could make. I ask you to touch those that are lost, God. Draw them nigh unto you. Father God, the young man who they said is brain dead, I speak life right now in the name of Jesus. You restore, God. Prove yourself. Work that miracle in your son Jesus' name, if it be thy will. Father God, we thank you for all things. I come against generational curses, and I release your spirit, your anointed, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Father God, I thank you. I praise you, and I glorify you. Thank you for touching bodies this morning with your healing power, God. In the name of Jesus, I tell you, thank you for all things. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. For it's in your Son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for all that he is doing, how God is proving his word. And I'm so glad that he is the God that knew and knows what we need. And as we live the word of God, one thing that I do know, he will keep his promises. There are thousands of promises in the word of God. And one thing that I do know, that God will keep his promise. And the word of God let us know that he chasteneth those that he love. And I thank God for when we are wrong, that he will chastise us with his love and draw us back into righteousness with him. And I tell God, thank you. Who would serve a God that loved us when we were yet sinners? He loved and he cared for us. And I tell God, thank you. Have you ever looked back over your life and see where God have brought you from? And you realize that all that you've been through, all that you had to endure, it won't nobody but God that brought you through. And I tell God, thank you, that he is that God that loves just because. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school where we teach the word of God. We invite you to come and join us. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, except for the third Tuesday night. And on the third Tuesday, we have noonday prayer, Christian Life. We invite you to come out and go in prayer with us. When you finish praying, you may leave, but if you still want to stay, we invite you to. And on the third Tuesday night, we don't have Bible study. But I always encourage you to go in the word wherever you are. Because see, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. The same was in the beginning. See, Jesus was in the beginning. And as he was in the beginning, he's the same now that he was then. And I tell God, thank you, because there are going to be days that you have to speak that word to yourself. And one thing that I do know, if you are a son of God, you got to live that word each and every day of your life. And we tell God, thank you. And on this Sunday at 10:30 a.m., we will be going to Church Without Walls at 211 South Bickett Boulevard in Lewisburg, North Carolina. And we will be coming together with Church Without Walls and True Way Apostolic Holiness Church for our Friends and Family Day. We invite you to come out and worship with us and give God glory for all that he is doing. And that's at 10:30 a.m. at Church Without Walls, 211 South Bickett Boulevard. And on August the 13th at 3 o'clock p.m., our ushers will be celebrating their usher's anniversary. We invite you to come out and join with us. If you have ushers, please come and worship with us. That God get all of the glory. And Bishop Linwood Atkinson, pastor of Atkinson Temple Ministries will be coming to render service and bring the word of God. We ask you to come out and join us as we celebrate our ushers. And the ushers are the doorkeeper. And I tell God, thank you for the anointing that rests on the door. And as you serve God and you walk with him and you live for him, he will do great things in you. I tell God, thank you for all things that he is doing in this season. Can't nobody do it like the Lord. As we come back on today, we're going to finish talking about what it means to live for righteousness. When we talk about righteousness, we're talking about right by God's standards, not our standards, but rightness by God's standards and what he have called us to do and the life that he has lived. Even though I know we worship him in spirit and in truth, but one thing that I do know, when you have God and the Holy Ghost and Jesus on the inside, you're going to do things according to his will and his way. And you're going to find that your actions is based on your love for God. Not love for stuff, but your love for God and the relationship that you have with him. In order to walk in righteousness and to live for righteousness, you must have a true relationship. If we look at 1 Peter 2, verse 24, the word of God say, by his own self bear our sins. Who by his own self, not you, not me, not them, but by his own self, bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. It won't done because of man going on the cross, but Jesus went on the cross for us. He came in spirit, but he was divine, but he walked in flesh, and he went on the cross for us. He bore our sins. Could nobody else do it? By his death, I thank God that he removed our guilt and punishment for our sins, because, see, he was sinless. And because he came and went on the cross for us, he made it possible that we would be forgiven for our sins. And as you walk and live for righteousness, you find that you don't want to partake in sin no more. You find that God is your heavenly Father. You live for him. You're going to do what he say to do. When you walk in righteousness, it means that you wholeheartedly realize that sin is what God hates. And as you walk in righteousness and you live for righteousness, you will hate sin. I hate sin. I despise Satan. I have to rebuke Satan all during the day. I can't say that I love God and live for Satan, because if you live for one and live for the other, you think that you're straddling the fence. But let me, God knows all things. He said in his word, you can't serve two masters. When you're living for righteousness, you're only going to serve the true and living God. When you live for righteousness, you're going to find that you turn completely from your sins. When you live for righteousness. You find that you have the mind of Christ. When you live for righteousness, you're going to find that what you speak is going to be different than when you were serving Satan. You speak those things that edify God. You speak those things that edify his son, Jesus. You become peculiar. Yes, you do. And you realize that the words that you speak reflects who Jesus Christ is. And as we walk this journey and we're said we live for righteousness, we want our actions, our body language, what we speak out of our mouths to represent Jesus Christ. And I tell God, thank you. When we live for righteousness, you already know that you've been born again. And as you live for righteousness, I tell God, thank you, that when you speak about the goodness of Jesus. When we were last together, I told you, you don't speak those old things that you used to speak. And yes, I'm one, I like to laugh, and I like to have fun. But when it comes to my Heavenly Father, I will stand on the word. When we live for righteousness, I tell God, thank you, that the Holy Spirit that's within us will give evidence of the work that God has done and is doing in our lives. And I tell God, thank you. When we live for righteousness, we no longer live a life for selfish pleasures. No, we don't. But what we desire to live for, what I desire to live for, is the things of God. I want to speak his truth, want to stand on the word, want to encourage somebody and let them know that God is good. And when I speak of him being good, I ain't talking about just good. But the word of God say, oh, taste and see. You got to taste. You can't taste with your mouth, but in the spirit, you can taste. When you read the word, you can taste how good God is. I tell God, thank you. When we live for righteousness, you find that you humble yourself and that you can humbly ask God to create in you a clean heart. And you can ask him to renew the right spirit in you. Because, see, when you walk in righteousness, you become a new creature. And as you become that new creature, old things are passed away. I tell God, thank you for making us brand new. Psalms 51 and 10 tells us, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. When he create in you a new heart, a clean heart, as a believer, you walk in the righteousness and you live for the righteousness of God. You can't walk in the righteousness of God and sin resides in your temple. You cannot live the righteousness of God and you don't have the Holy Spirit of God living on the inside. Listen to this. It said, all believers need God's Spirit to create in them a pure heart that hates iniquity and a renewed spirit that desires to do the will of God. Keep telling your babies you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. if you love God with your whole heart, you're going to know that you, his spirit has been renewed in you, and you are going to do his will. And when you do his will, you're going to be obedient to him in all areas of your life. I tell God thank you, because I know that he is the only one that can make us a new creation. And I tell God thank you. And he's the only one that can restore us to true godliness. Satan can't do it. You're going to find that when you spend time in God's word and you pursue the characteristics of his son Jesus, you're going to find that you're living and you live a life for righteousness. When you live a life for righteousness, you find that your actions line up with the actions of God's son Jesus. Why? I know he was divine. I tell God thank you for his coming in flesh and walking on the earth. I tell God thank you that the Holy Ghost of God, even in the beginning, was going to and fro. And he's still the Holy Ghost of God right now, going to and fro. And when you accept God as your Lord and Savior and invite him into your life, he will reside in your heart in the name of Jesus. And you're going to find that your actions will line up with the word of God. You're going to find that what you speak and what comes out of your mouth will line up with the word of God. And as you live for righteousness, babies, you find that you place your faith in Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost of God will indwell on the inside of us. And the Holy Ghost will empower us to live for righteousness. I tell God thank you that as we stand and live the word of God, James 1 and 22 tell us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. We have to put the word of God in action. When we do the word of God, we will walk in the life of righteousness. And as we live and walk in righteousness, you're going to know then that you are walking in the spirit of the true and living God. Without God, we can do nothing. I need God each and every day. I can't do this journey by myself. Guess what, babies? You can't do this journey by yourself. You need God and his son and the Holy Ghost. Galatians 5, verse 16. The word of God say, this I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. When you walk in the spirit of the true and living God, under the unction of the Holy Ghost of God, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You won't walk in sin. Let me put it in everyday language. You won't do what you want to do. You're going to do what God has called you to do. You're going to do the will of God. Flesh won't kick in place. Verse 25 in Galatians 5, verse 6 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. As we live this journey day by day, you're going to find that no matter where you go, the spirit of the true and living God goes with you, because he dwells on the inside. This is not a life that we can just speak, but we have to live this life each and every day. As we live this life and we walk in the spirit of the true and living God, you're going to find that he produces fruit in your life that reflects his character. And I tell God, thank you. When we walk and live for righteousness, you're going to find, I know for surety, that our lives will reflect who Jesus is. Because we're going to show love, we're going to show kindness. When we walk in the spirit of the true and living God, we have that fruit. Yes, you're going to find that you have love, you have joy, you have peace, you have long-suffering. You're going to find that you have gentleness. You're going to find that you have goodness. You're going to find that you have faith. Those are the fruit of the Spirit. You're going to find that you have meekness. You're going to have temperance. And I tell God, thank you, but you can only have that if you walk and you are filled with the spirit of the true and living God. I tell God, thank you, that when we are filled with the fruit of righteousness, and we know that comes through Jesus Christ, and as we live for righteousness, God gets all of the glory, and he gets our praise. I won't worship no other God. I won't glorify no other God. I will only glorify the true and living God that created heaven and earth, that sent his son Jesus to go on the cross for me. I tell God, thank you. When we live for the true and living God, we know that God's people, those that have a relationship with him, brings glory to God. And you're going to find that when you go in praise to God, that the Holy Ghost will move and he will lead and guide you. And I tell God, thank you. To live for righteousness lets you know that you're doing what God have called you to do, that you're living the standards of God and not your standards. When you're living for God and you live for righteousness, that lets someone know and let you know that you have a passion to serve the true and living God. When you live for righteousness, you find that you sell out to him. You become that new creature. Old things are passed away, and your life is dedicated unto God. When you live for righteousness, you find that you live to support other sons of God that love the true and living God, that you don't come against them, that jealous spirit don't kick in. You don't have that hypocritical spirit when you live for the righteousness of God. You do it because you want God to get all of the glory. When you live for the righteousness of God, you're going to find that you live and you love to study the word of God, and you apply that word to your life. When you live a life of righteousness, you find that you can't get enough of the word. You just want to keep right on eating and living that word. You want to keep right on serving God. And as you live that life of righteousness, you find that you will gladly lay down your life for the sake of Christ. Be careful when you say, for God I live and for God I die. Because if you're going to live for him, yes, you will lay down your life. One last verse, Luke 14, verse 26, said, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. We gotta lay down our life for Jesus. He did it for us, so we should be willing to do it for him. We can't put nobody else before him. And yes, we love our fathers and our mothers and our brothers and our sisters, but we gotta be willing to lay down our life for God's son, Jesus, because he did it for us. And when we live a life of righteousness, it's not some days, but it's every day. And as we chew on the word of God, we find that we live a life of righteousness. It's worth it, baby. It's worth it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how.
My sisters are here. Jean, stand up. Stand up, my sisters. My mama. Look out now. Look out. Look out now. Look out now. Look at mama. Y'all see that? Mama kind of whirl.
Lord, you've let's keep it, but sometimes I feel like that. If I had wings, if I just have me wings like the morning does, I'd just spread my wings. I'd just fly away.
Remember when he saved my life? Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. I remember when, I remember when he changed my name. From sick to heal, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is amazing. Simply
gospel music at its best. You're catching the wave live from Studios 1 and 2 here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. I'm your host, The Anointed One, on a wonderful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you for and near so much for catching the wave. Got more just like that. That's the sounds of Pastor Mike. And wow, so amazing. Isn't God amazing on this wonderful day? We are right at 8 minutes after the hour, and we started off the set with the sounds of the Canton Spiritual leading Harvey Watkin. Going back and going back down memory lane also with his dad singing that song, and those of you remember that one. All right. Well, look, we're going to have a great time, and those of you, if you just joining us for the very first time, you can join us right here. That's 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, nfiradio.com, or you can join us on Facebook Live. Go to NFI Radio Gospel Network. My pleasure as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music.
Listen, I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and I'm fighting
today. Fighting for the Lord.
I promised him I would serve him until I die. I'm fighting, yes I am.
Fighting for the Lord.
You know Jesus made a way. Come on. Hey. Come on and put those hands together. Ooh, yeah. Y'all listen. I've been through the storm and the rain. Had heartaches and pain. Didn't know how I was gonna make it through, but he made. I've been up and I've been down. Almost level to the ground, but God made a way for me. I know he made.
Doctor, tell the Lord. Doctor, tell the Lord. together. If you know he made a way.
Yeah.
Come on and put your hands together.
Put your hands together.
If you know he made a way.
If you know he made a way.
Yeah.
He made a way.